Well, about 5 years ago, Gary, over here on the bass, I better introduce him. We've been married almost 3 years, and I'm routinely forgetting to introduce him now. That doesn't bode too well. On the bass from Atlanta, Georgia, please make him welcome the co-founder of Compass Records. That's Gary West. He says, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Well, about 5-6 years ago, Gary and I got this wild hair kind of idea to start a record label because we're so enamored of the kind of music that all of us like, great folk music and roots music, and wanted to help give a voice to some of that music. So we started Compass Records and put our first releases out 5 years ago and looked down one day just about a month ago and realized that we were putting out our 100th release, and we couldn't really believe that, so... yeah. You can kind of see it. You can kind of see 50 over here and 50 over on this side. But anyway, in honor of that kind of monumental event, we decided to run a contest. So we've got some postcards at the CD table, and if you pick up one and fill it out and send it in or drop it in the ballot box, you will be entered in a contest to win 100 CDs from Compass Records, the first 100 releases. And you can't beat that because it's kind of free music without the guilt. It's even better than Napster. And all kinds of great stuff on the label, everything from, Phillips Greer Flinner and Victor Wooten and Pierce Pettis and Newgrange and Paul Brady, Sharon Shannon. The list rambles on. Paul Carrick. So please sign up, and we're going to make 12 drawings, so you have 12 chances to win. Sounds like the back of a cereal box, but it's really good deal. Well, one of the things about having a record label is all kinds of strange people walk into the office when you're least expecting it, and we've got a guy who's going to come up and play a tune with us, and he's a really good example of this kind of thing. This guy walks into the office, and he's got on jeans and a baseball cap, and he's got his guitar in his case, and he comes walking in, and he says, I'm here to audition for y'all. My name is Sheb Woolley. And so we really didn't know what to do, but we didn't want to be rude, and so we let him get out his guitar and played a few tunes for us. He played that Wildwood Flower pretty good. And we were impressed enough that we're going to invite him to come up and play a tune with us. So Sheb, you got your guitar? Please make him welcome that Sheb Woolley. So Sheb, he's probably never been on stage before, so he might be a little bit shy.
This is my first time.
It's his first time.
Well, the only other time they had chicken wire. This is a new thing.
Well, I'll show you how crazy I am. I'm going to play a guitar next to this guy. There's a tune that I recorded on Fair Weather, which is a bluegrass record I put out last year, and old Sheb was kind enough to come play on this next tune. It's one that I named after Doc Watson's hometown, and it's one called Deep Gap.